Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Wahnsinn, wie schnell das Jahr wieder vorbeigezogen ist. Fast wie die Elektrofahrzeuge und Plug-in-Hybride von Opel. Und noch was kommt angebraust. Bis zu 5.000 Euro mit der geplanten gesetzlichen Förderprämie für E-Mobilität 2026. So geht klimafreundlicheres Fahren. Lass dich unverbindlich und persönlich beraten. Alle Infos auf opel.de. Die Höhe und Verfügbarkeit der staatlichen Förderungen hängen von den jeweils gültigen Richtlinien ab. Ob und wie sie die Voraussetzungen erfüllen, wird im Einzelfall geprüft.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh yeah, must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On today's show, Today in History, plus basketball and Donnie Baker. But first, this.
All right, everybody. AIG, Bank of America, Citigroup, First National, Lone Star. What do you want? One, two, 300 billion? Come on over. I'm your candy man. Who can fix the mortgage? General Motors, too. A bail-a check for me and a bail-a check for you, Obama man. Yes, Obama man can. Obama man can, 'cause he mixes it with hope and makes the world taste good. Who can give you health care? Who can save the poor? Who can pick the teams that are in the final four? Obama man. Yes, Obama man can. Obama man can, 'cause he mixes it with hope and makes the world feel good. Obama man takes problems and he makes them, he turns them into cream and peaches. Sugar-coated, smooth-tongued speeches.
I hope he practices what he preaches.
Who can take tomorrow? Spend it all today. Who can take your income and tax it all away? Obama man. Everybody! Yes, Obama man can. Obama man can, 'cause he mixes it with hope and makes the world feel good. Yes, Obama man takes every speech he makes, gives it a whole bunch of thinking. Michelle Obama's winking. Then he runs it by Abe Lincoln. Who can buy an iPod? Give it to the queen. Who can take economy and turn it into green? Obama man.
Obama man.
Yes, Obama man can.
Obama man can.
Obama man, Obama man, Obama man. Hey Chrysler, GM, you want some money? Ford, you want some? No, you don't? Okay, good, more for GM. God bless this mess, everybody. Obama man can.
Obama man can.
Now, some more Bob and Tom.
You want it. You need it. You can't live without it.
This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Pretty good sloppy with Christy Lee.
Sloppy? What? Whoa.
No. Doesn't sound, that's a good dirty talk.
It is.
That's very dirty, yeah.
Get sloppy. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'd like you to meet Slappy Sloppy.
What is going on?
I'm doing the intros. That's Chris Dealey. There's a Chick McGee across the way. Our engineer, of course, is Ace Cosby. He's also the proprietor of the Ace Cosby Joke of the Day, trademarked. And then Pat Godwin. I got a message for you, Pat.
Yes.
Just got this note.
Yeah.
Please inform Pat that he may want to leave now. It's snowing.
Oh, so, really?
Man,
that's great.
Then another one. I just want to know.
My life couldn't get any better. These are,
Highway 74 is closed.
Oh, boy.
Sensitive people, you mentioned that you were a little bit ill this morning.
I'm on the Sudafed now. I feel much better.
Someone
thank
wants
you.
To know if you're sick.
High as a kite.
Sick from the hair dye. That is, wouldn't that be ironic?
Toxic stuff.
Okay, yeah. Who knows? That's what took out Elvis.
He's
too much hair dye.
Sick. He's fine.
Okay. What do you got? A little bit of...
We have a merengue correction. Do you want to tell why we're talking about merengue?
Because there was a Guinness World Record set for most people
dancing the merengue.
Dancing the merengue in the Dominican Republic.
Yeah, I didn't realize you can do the merengue to more than one song.
Well,
422.
You
can
do the fandango.
Yeah.
It's kind of like.
Watch
this. Scaramouche. It's kind of like it's a dance, like the Freddy is what it is.
Oh, God.
What the hell's wrong with you? Twist or the fruit.
He looked at me and said, watch this. And then he did. I mean, what are you doing?
I went right ahead and put it in his brain, didn't I? I just went right ahead.
Yeah, yeah.
And now, this will fry your noodle. I'm going to get upset about it. Watch.
I think I have the Freddy handy.
422 pair in Santo Domingo's Plaza España, which means Plaza in España.
This is the theme, El Merengue, by Josito Mateo.
So you can dance the merengue to this song.
Yes, but this is the title song. It's like the twist for the twist. You can do the twist to other songs.
So you're saying this guy created the merengue with this song?
Apparently. I don't know for sure.
The
song is called El Merengue.
I think he's got it way wrong. Yeah.
This is Elvis Crespo.
This isn't Josito Mateo?
This is Elvis Crespo, and what a great name.
Sounds like a snack they serve at Graceland.
Oh, man, you got the Elvis Crespo, man.
Try the Elvis
extra
Crespo.
Bacon.
Be sure and grab some Elvis iced tea.
I'll have mine extra Crespo. My grandma used to
make ain't dip, that's mayonnaise, brother.
Get the king in.
That's Elvis Crespo. But you can do the merengue,
well, who's
too,
Jose
then.
Mateo, then?
Well, he's the. That's his song.
Who cares?
That's the better question, Christy.
This is so typical.
That is the finer point.
Cultural snobbery.
Yeah.
Christy, I don't care. Right. You're the one that wants to do the whatever the hell
merengue,
is.
Yeah.
The merengue would your boyfriend dance like this?
I don't know, but you know, I have a dance partner because I still ballroom dance every week.
That sounds like
have him teach.
Does your boyfriend know?
I'll have him. Yeah, she
does.
I could have him teach me the merengue.
Please.
My next dance lesson.
Would you please do that and get some video?
Okay, sure. I can do that.
All right.
Well, it's Friday afternoon.
And you get close. And
Thursday afternoon.
There's a lot of hip shaking and kind of mock love making.
What is that called? Frottage? Isn't that what that's called?
That's when you're in a subway and you rub up on people.
I don't know if it's subway or specific.
Yeah,
I think it's
primarily in the subway.
The crowd, yeah. It's
perfs.
What happens? Yeah.
Perfs come up to you.
Why do you do it in the subway? That's where the people are. That would
of course,
be real.
Yeah.
Exactly right.
It's a Willy.
Oh, super. Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom. It's Donnie Baker.
Hey, Donnie.
Hey, Donnie.
Man, you guys know me. I rarely ask for much, but I want a Chick McGee, This Will Fry Your Noodle t-shirt right now.
Yeah.
Swear to God. Chick, that's the best catchphrase ever. If that don't get you on SportsCenter or outside the lines, then I'm done with it.
Maybe that'll happen for me this year.
Yeah. Yep.
And Christy, not to sound like a Foo Fighter, but I've got another confession to make.
What's that?
I picked up one of them Cosmopolitan magazines that's sitting on a table in the break room yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Cosmo.
Cosmopolitan, yeah.
Yep. What's up with you women and this vaginal rejuvenation surgery?
Rejuvenation.
Yes. What about it?
I'm going to say it like this. Ladies, please leave it alone. Your moneymaker's just fine.
Uh-huh.
You know? Tom, I know you'll back me on this. Why are they doing all these procedures?
I don't think it's necessary. Come on, ladies. You're just fine the way you are.
Hell.
Even my mom, Phyllis, she switched from name brand store-bought Virginia Slims to generic Mavericks trying to save money for this.
Wow.
Huh.
Christy, you women are acting like it's World War II and your loose lips are really sinking ships now. I swear to God. You women need to lighten up and start loving yourselves.
That's true.
So what if it's wrinkled and looks like you're smuggling one of them Chinese Sharpei puppies in your Spanx? We don't care. Wow. It's like Def Leppard said. Remember Def Leppard? You got the peaches, I got the steam, you know?
It was cream.
Make it cream. Well, I'll say it like this. It could be as beat up as Pete Rose's old catcher's mitt, and we're still going to play ball.
Sure.
I swear to God. Hell, after six beers, I'd slide head first in it, just like the hit king round in third. You would too, Josh.
Yeah, sure.
I don't even get the word rejuvenation.
Yeah,
there you go. Sounds like somebody's making a hotel reservation at the UN or Geneva Convention or something. You don't see us men doing this sort of stuff, except for my Uncle Sonny. My Uncle Sonny with an O, he tried steaming the wrinkles out of his sack with a rented rug doctor once.
Oh, no.
It didn't work. It just left his entire scrotum with third-degree burns. And on top of that, he lost his deposit because he didn't take all the pubes out of the nozzle. I swear to God. They check it now because of CSI and MSNBC and shows like that. They can track it.
Sure.
That's how they caught Bundy. I swear to God.
I
mean, you need to learn to love yourselves, you know, and your boner garage. Remember, we don't care what the entrance to the Northwest Baby Cave looks like. We're just happy you're letting us go spelunking without a cover charge.
Sure.
I swear to God. I gotta go. My boss Randy's being extra dickish today.
Oh, man. I'm sorry.
Hang on a second. Well, they're called breaks for a reason, Randy. I get 2%. I know I was over an hour late, but now I got here 20 minutes ago. But a break's a break. Well, read the employee handbook, Randy. And look at, okay, then look at the calendar. Is that a picture of a giraffe's ass or you have Lady Spade?
Oh,
I'm gonna go. He's revved up.
He's revved.
Giraffe's ass, huh?
Yeah.
One ugly woman.
Rev it up.
One ugly woman. Wow. Yeah, ladies, you're okay. Is this one of those things from the Housewives of Atlanta or whatever?
No, this rejuvenation's been around for a while, but I think the
Kardashian thing.
I think those ladies do make it a little bit more.
The only women who should be doing that is if there's physical discomfort.
Yeah.
That can happen.
Sure.
Do they have TV commercials for that? I've seen the one for the nose jobs.
Now,
where they have the before and after. Do they have TV commercials for this?
No, they don't.
When you say physical discomfort, you mean when they sit on it?
Yeah, they kind
of
tug on the extra long labes.
Oh.
Well, that's what happens.
Yeah.
You know, when
same thing happens to guys. You ever sit on your testicle?
Right, like
wow, that hurts.
Almost horsefly catcher.
That's why boxer briefs are the way to go.
I love the way you go. Pete Rose, the hit king. I'll be sliding in. That's nice. Thank you very much. sorry, Mr. Rose. No offense intended, of course.
No.
We are still on the sports page.
Nope, we're not. We're done. We're all done.
How are we supposed to know that?
World record?
As I recall.
How about this? That's sports.
There you go.
Jesus! Always be a good sport.
I got to reload that.
Chris,
it's a little loud.
Tom, me, what?
Leonard, we're going to do Today
Holy
in History wow. this morning.
We got to wake him up.
Leonard. Len. Len.
Aren't you prepared?
That's a bad
now? Yes, Len. It's a little,
I know it's a little early.
I know you were up late watching Bull.
That bull always figures it out.
He gets things done, doesn't he?
It's on Monday.
Oh,
he had a DVR, you punk.
Who was that?
Don't look to your right.
Time now for Today in History.
Well, you know, I have a Today in Sports History.
Today in Sports.
I guess we're going to start with Christy. She seems to be.
No.
She has her head in her hands. What do you think about that, Tom?
We've never done Today in History this early. I
know. That's why I'm mixing it up.
Oh, I see.
Oh, come on. Jump right in.
Yeah.
Go ahead. You probably have this one then.
I don't know if I do or not.
James Naismith?
No, I don't.
Got to be something about basketball, right?
What about it?
On this day in 1861.
The Doc.
James Naismith was born in Ontario, Canada.
Oh.
Now, why is that significant? Because in 1891, he invented the game of basketball and came up with the so-called 13 rules, which remain unchanged to this day.
My favorite part about the invention of basketball was initially they had peach baskets.
Yeah.
And the ball would just stay there.
Yes.
And then there was a somebody thought, hey, instead of getting the ladder,
right,
let's cut the bottom out. And the rest is history.
Oh, that's very interesting. You're right. Yeah. I wonder how long it took them to decide that.
I don't know, 30 seasons, maybe? I don't and then know.
There was a man who collected all those peach baskets,
yeah,
and he opened a record store.
Huh. And he made them into crates?
Yeah, and he peaches. Called it peaches. That's right. And
there you go.
It all,
how's that taste for history?
And those all folded in 1899.
Yeah, but I still wish I had my peaches record crates now.
Really?
We have a lot of albums in our house now.
When Peaches opened up
on eBay, you can get plenty of them.
When they opened up on West Broad in Columbus, Ohio, I thought I was going to lose my mind.
Vinyl records.
Man, oh man.
My dad was a wedding DJ. We used to go like over the weekend. And,
oh, he was.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Now, if you go into the Container Store and ask for an album crate, it's way back in the corner and there's
got
one.
Well, they do have an online store.
Yeah.
Now, this is interesting to me because...
No, I meant one style.
James Naismith, his 13 rules.
Yes.
One of them, I'm reading it for you because in the NBA they've forgotten this one. An infraction occurs when a player takes two steps without dribbling the ball.
Yeah, you're a real stickler for traveling.
Well, they could never call it. It's every play now. I've got the ball.
Also, palming the ball irritates purists. Carrying the ball.
And then, now, did you ever read the actual James? This is what he said. This is pretty interesting.
Oh, God.
An infraction, just give me a second here. An infraction, I'm reading this verbatim. An infraction occurs when a player takes two steps without dribbling the ball, unless the player is James Harden or LeBron James. He wrote this
prolific.
1891.
Yeah. Nostradamus Naismith.
Wow. This guy,
prophetic is what I meant.
James Naismith hated being called James.
He did.
Jimmy Jam.
What did he want?
He wanted Jimmy Jam.
He preferred Jim.
Okay.
And he's also, of course, the founder of the gymnasium.
Is that right?
Yes, of course. Jim Naismith.
No, he's not.
Absolutely.
I mean, I don't know why we would refute that.
I thought that was his name, Gymnasium Naismith, and they called him Jim.
The gymnasium. He died, sadly, of a brain hemorrhage while trying to figure out the triangle offense. took him out. I'm sorry, Christy, back to you.
On this date, November...
Why don't you explain that last joke to me? If you can explain, if you know what you're saying instead of just words, you tell me.
Hey, Chick Nudge, Leonard, we got just regular history now.
We have history here.
I fell back to...
Part two of today in history.
November 6th, 18th.
Yes?
Go ahead.
This may require an edit in the show if they want to play this on our YouTube show tonight, but ready?
Yeah. That is rough on the ear.
The happy feet
it is.
To the
talked about this 15 minutes ago.
I said we have to edit it for the YouTube show tonight. Don't forget.
So you're going to cut all that what we just did out.
And put it back.
And when I say the Freddy, you're going to move that back.
And then we'll be like, look, critics call the new Freddy to do the Freddy.
Dr. Gymnasium Naismith is his favorite group.
And
Freddy
assaulted.
And the Dreamers.
Okay, sorry.
Freddy.
We have the Bob and Tom show now on YouTube at night. It's great. Check it out. The Bob and Tom YouTube channel. It's free. Maybe you'll be sick of it. They'll still be showing election results, I'm sure, on TV. And now on the 4th District.
It's National Nacho Day, but it's also National Saxophone Day. And you want to know why?
No sax before a fight. What?
November 6th, 1814, Adolf Sax, the inventor of the saxophone, was born in Belgium.
Yep. Adolf Sax.
Who would have thought something as funky as the saxophone would be from a guy named Adolf?
It's really funky.
In 1814,
this is a quiz. This is a quiz. The only one eligible is...
Oh, really?
Wait a minute.
The very young Mr. Josh Arnold.
Yes.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yes. Oh, that's
great
good sax. Yeah. Lou Reed.
That's the song.
Well, Walking on the Wild, sir.
Very good.
I know what he's going to ask you.
Who's playing sax?
That's what he's going to ask you.
And you're going to get it wrong.
That is Mr. David Bowie.
It is not.
Michael Brecker. No. Raphael Ravenscroft.
Kenny G.
Wasn't it David Bowie? He produced that.
David Bowie and Mick Ronson produced the great album that featured Walk on the Wild Side. That is David Bowie's saxophone instructor when he was a high school kid.
Oh, my God.
Look, if you're still listening to our show and you're driving down the road, you have every right to pull off and just jump out of the car and walk into the woods. That's fine. That's absolutely fine.
In fact, if you don't do that.
If you don't, I've got a couple questions for you if you're not.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
This is the show where we bring you in-depth interviews with U.S. soccer stars.
This time,
Sam Coffey.
The World Cup is in 2 years. Is it time yet? Like, can we get back into camp?
Tim Ream.
We're going to continue to show other countries we're not going to be pushed around.
And Jedi Robinson.
Every time you come back and you put the jersey on, it means more and more each time.
So we'll be back here with all the best stories.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.